Anderson, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We reunite them with their parents or with their relatives, because we already know that some of these children still have parents.
I think it's a shame that people are focusing on this. I could not have told this
story. Well, you wrote about it.
But I couldn't have told this story.
Last year, we found $17 billion in cuts. This year, we've already found $20 billion.
So you come up with this idea, mm-hmm. and you go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. What is the reaction?
The surge here? Is not working.
Famous Phil Hendry show till 1 o'clock every night on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. A trip to the looking glass, man. This is the Alice in Wonderland trip to the looking glass of media, talk radio, news, and maybe the way you view things as well. And let me give you the number, the all-important phone number, 877-876-PHIL, because it's a talk show. And coming up tonight, we have David G. Hall is our Vice President of Syndication to be talking with us about the mother proposed Mother Teresa stamp. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on here. We have David G. Hall on the line with us, our Vice President of Syndication. We're talking here, David, about something very unusual, I know, that you wanted to bring up. And I'm not exactly sure how to get into this.
Can I ask you a question before we do, Phil?
Yeah.
You started out a little confused. I could hear that you were starting out, you were talking about your website. You didn't remember the... I know you're a little bit nervous about interviewing me on this, right?
I'm nervous about this only because it's an unusual step for us to take. You're a part of the producing team of this show, and you're about to make well, it's not a really controversial statement, but where you're taking it, I think, is controversial.
Well, I can trust you. I can tell you that you can trust me when I say this. I don't think it's going to be that controversial. I think your audience is going to understand. And I'm taking this opportunity, Phil, because I feel very strongly that I need to advocate on behalf of a group of people that I represent. And when I say represent, they knew that I was going on your program. We're not an official organization. But the story you were going to do tonight about the United States government proposing a stamp with Mother Teresa on it is one that is a little disturbing to us, and I wanted to bring this up in your program to see if we couldn't get equal time on this.
All right, well, you tell everybody you're an atheist, right?
I am an atheist, and I'll let everyone know, the Vice President of Syndication for your show is an atheist. I don't believe in God, but that doesn't mean that I am against freedom of religion. What I am against is using Mother Teresa to push the ball further down the field in the argument for religion. I think that it is unwise, it is unfair that they take someone as potent and as powerful a figure as Mother Teresa, put her face on a stamp, which is a argument for religion. We don't have anybody arguing on our behalf. We don't have anyone that we can put on a stamp. Even if I were to bring up famous atheists like Ralph Emerson, or if I brought up a famous atheist like General George Patton, or people like that, no one is as powerful an image as Mother Teresa.
All right, so you're saying that if you had an atheist that you could get on a U.S. stamp, who did you bring up? You brought up Ralph Emerson.
George Patton, Ralph Emerson, Dwight Eisenhower.
I don't. Eisenhower was an atheist?
In his private life. He didn't make that into a... Obviously, they'd make it into a public issue. But, yeah, and there's a number of them that didn't make it into a public. Eleanor Roosevelt was an atheist. Some say that Martin Luther King, even though he was a Baptist priest, as a Baptist senator, was an atheist at heart.
Well, that I don't believe that for a minute. I mean, you just said the man was a reverend. He was a preacher. And he quoted the Bible.
Right. Well, he did that because of the audience. But here's the point that I'm making. When you go on the air and you talk about Mother Teresa getting a stamp, you are, I think, furthering a very unfair argument. There's no atheist that carries the weight that a Mother Teresa carries. There's no atheist that could go on a stamp that would make as good an argument as Mother Teresa makes for religion. And it is one of those moves that the government makes every now and again to shut us up. And I think it's unfair and unwise, and I don't want to have to pull, as they say, I don't want to have to pull my ace card here, but atheists have a little bit of power too.
What ace card could you pull? I mean, for instance,
if you want me to talk about it.
Well, let's talk before I ask you that. Mother Teresa is being proposed for a stamp, a United States postage stamp. Now, she has, as they say in the business, she has a constituency. She has Roman Catholics. She has people that admired her work, who may not be Catholic, but just humanitarians, people who are even on the fringes of religion, on the fringes of any kind of belief system, know who she is. Now, you don't like her on that stamp because she's too powerful, right?
Yes, and
you said that you don't want to have to pull your ace card. What is that?
Well, my ace card is that I produce a radio show like yours, and I could have you do an hour every night against the Mother Teresa stamp. But I don't want to do that.
Well, why would you force this show to do something like that, man? First of all, it's not going to get a lot of listeners.
Well, I beg to differ. Yes, it would get a lot of listeners. Every night, starting at 10 o'clock, to have you do 1 hour, have you bringing on guests, you could bring me on, we do 1 hour campaigning vigorously against ever seeing Mother Teresa on a U.S. postage stamp or any other government-issued document. I think we would get audience interest. I don't want to do that yet.
What if the host, and I'm talking about me, David, right now, what if the host is not in favor of that?
I certainly understand that, Phil, but I'm the vice president of syndication, so you ultimately have to do, and I'm a producer of the show.
So, well, I know that you're a producer of the show, and you're saying I have to do that if I don't want to do it. And
well, I don't know what you're saying. If you're saying you don't want to do the show, then we would have to get somebody else in there to do the show. But
so if I said I'm going to set out these nights that you're going to be doing the Mother Teresa stamp...
You can do that. We'll get someone else to do it, but we're going to do every single night a solid 60 minutes campaigning against seeing Mother Teresa anywhere near a U.S. postage stamp until we get a couple of atheists on a postage stamp. Because what's happening here, Phil, is the weight that she carries is so enormous, it would take three postage stamps representing three different atheists to equal. And I don't want to have to propose that. What I'm proposing is keep her off the stamp.
And let me ask you again, what three atheists?
You know, you're asking me a lot of questions. You just said that you're not going to do this. You just said that you would boycott this.
No, I did not say that, David. I said, what if, okay? If you're going to tell me you're going to pull your ace card and force us to do an hour a night opposing Mother Teresa on a stamp because you're an atheist, I'm asking you, what is the possible solution with atheists on a stamp? I mean, I don't want to have to do that, okay?
And you said you'd walk off.
I said, I'm going to think about it. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here night after night after night talking about how Mother Teresa doesn't deserve her own postage stamp. And who are you getting?
I told you we've got atheists. We've got Ralph Waldo Emerson, Eisenhower, Eleanor Roosevelt. There's famous atheists. Angelina Jolie is an atheist. We could put her on a stamp instead of Mother Teresa, and I can tell you right now, Angelina Jolie, I think she'd sell more stamps than Mother Teresa.
I don't know.
Well, I do. Yes, she would. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to come out and say, I don't want Mother Teresa on a stamp, and if you do put her on a stamp, then we got to get Angelina Jolie and Dwight Eisenhower on a stamp. I don't want to have to do that.
Well, Dwight Eisenhower would be on a stamp because he was a great American president. He was a great American general.
No, but we would let people know he was an atheist. Atheist. Three syllables. That would be an eye-opener.
All right, let me first off give our phone number out. It is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to David G. Hall here about Mother Teresa, the potential of Mother Teresa having a stamp with her face on it. And because you are an atheist, David, and I know that there are others in the country who are atheists, you're completely opposed to that. But your argument is that she just carries too much juice, huh?
She's got a lot of power. You put her on a stamp, and it continues to ruin the efforts of atheists across this country, which I know cannot distress a lot of people. But the fact is, we're asking for an even break here. And if you're going to put Mother Teresa on a stamp, then we are entitled to our atheist stamp. But I will say this. I'm asking you to conduct your show devoting an hour a night to this. Otherwise, I got to pull you off the air and get somebody else to do it.
We can talk about that later.
I beg your pardon?
We can talk about that later. I'm not prepared to talk about that right now. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. The U.S. government, the U.S. Post Office, proposing a stamp for Mother Teresa. What is that doing to atheists across this country? Well, in the case of one, David G. Hall, who's also our vice president of syndication, he feels that that is unfair, too powerful an image, too much to fight against, and they are asking the U.S. government to either cease or they would request a popular American atheist, such as Eleanor Roosevelt or Angelina Jolie, for a stamp. 877-876-PHIL. More with David G. Hall on your phone calls here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
That's not what I said.
Phil Henry.
Let me be as clear as I possibly can. There is no reason in the world we live in today, just as there was no reason in the world that people lived in 100 years ago, not to have a gun in the house, not to know how to use it, not to be as proficient as you can in the use of that weapon, not to know how to use it. No, there's no reason at all why people everywhere shouldn't own guns. Guns have been effectively elevated to the level of a black magic talisman that draw evil spirits. Well, that's not the case. I'm here to tell you folks, you'll be happy to know, that a gun is a collection of components and parts that does a certain thing if it's operated properly. To wit, if somebody's crawling through a bedroom window, you can blow their freaking head off with it. How about that? But you're made to feel ashamed, you're made to feel like you're a criminal, and let's not forget you're a right-wing gun nut. If you ask, may I exercise my constitutional right and own a gun? Yeah, nursing homes ought to have them, schools ought to have them, malls ought to have them, homes should have them, conceal and carry should be allowed on campuses. Oh, yeah. And this other argument that is about as feckless as it gets, which is the following. If everybody has a gun, it'll be a Wild West show. So what you're saying then, in other words, is you're affirming the superstition that the gun creates some voodoo that makes the person want to be violent. Is that it? So are we back now to video games create violence?
Phil Henry Show coming up. Bobby Dooley joins us in our next hour, I should say, at 11 o'clock on the West Coast and 2 a.m. on the East Coast. We have with us here David G. Hall. He's the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show, an unusual position, not an unusual position for you to be in, David, an unusual occupation, but your stand as a vocal atheist and coming on my program and threatening to control the programming of my show.
I didn't say that, Phil.
Well, did you not say that if I refuse to join you in banning this Mother Teresa stamp?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said I would be worried that if they insist on going through the Mother Teresa stamp, which is a very powerful image, and I think it's unfair because you do have the Roman Catholic Church pressuring the United States government to do this, to try to get some positive public relations rolling after a decade of disastrous PR for the Roman Church.
You would say the papists. Do you really believe that?
Well, I mean, I think they're putting pressure on the government to get a Mother Teresa stamp. I'm an atheist, and I'm just asking for fair play. They put her on a stamp that destroys months of work that we've done as atheists. And so we would ask either equal time for a famous atheist. We mentioned Angelina Jolie. We mentioned Eleanor Roosevelt, George Patton, or we spend an hour a night on your show, yeah.
That's what I mean. You're threatening to take over, co-opting an hour of my show to promote the atheist point of view.
Yes, that's right. And you have a problem with that because you don't believe in free speech or you don't like atheists. I don't know what it is.
No, it's just that it's my show and I'd like to do what I want to do on my show.
No, the fact that I'm an atheist.
And the other thing that you are an atheist and also a producer on the show really prejudices you and makes this show look bad.
I disagree.
Why?
Because as the vice president of syndication, I'm a celebrity like you, and people think that celebrities being atheists, it's not quite as threatening when a celebrity is an atheist as opposed to a regular citizen like these people that you deal with in Wisconsin, which I understand they're not very they're not very savvy or very intelligent people.
All right, I'm going to take a phone call here, and I don't know how that makes that different. 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Henry Show.
What makes what different?
The fact that because you think, you say you're a celebrity, you're a behind-the-scenes executive on our show, is different from somebody in Wisconsin being an atheist.
They're not very glamorous people.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. We're talking about the proposed Mother Teresa stamp. David G. Hall is an atheist. He says the stamp is absolutely unfair because it is a public relations nightmare for atheists. Here is Justin in New Hampshire. Justin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right. Oh, thank you very much. I really think this guy is missing the point because, I mean, just because it's an Elvis stamp doesn't mean we need three stamps of non-Elvis supporters. I mean, I don't see the point of having to have...
Elvis is not a religious figure. I don't think that there's a difference between Elvis, who doesn't represent a belief system, and Mother Teresa, who represents a belief system in God.
No,
and
what I'm trying to bring out here is really the fallacy in this, in what this guy's doing. I mean, he's bringing out this guy
You're talking to David, Justin.
Yeah, you're talking to David Hall. You can be able to say this guy.
David Hall, he didn't know.
Well, sir, yeah, go ahead and speak, but I think you're blowing it. You're blowing it badly.
But let him say what he has to say.
I'm just not able to speak yet. Can I get this out? Like, I'd really love to.
Go ahead, Justin.
Right.
Go ahead.
I feel as though
gave the guy all the time he needed.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. I feel as though David Hall is taking the. You know what?
Go on, man. He's taking. Yes, he's done.
Okay. I feel as though David Hall speaks about Mother Teresa as being on a stamp. I mean, a stamp is it's a novelty issue at this point. I mean, someone is mailing a letter, okay? We have so many different images on the stamps right now that, I mean, I hardly find it as being a religious figure on a stamp.
Name a religious figure on a stamp. I've seen...
Well, some people think, for instance, Malcolm X.
Is a religious figure.
Malcolm X.
Okay, can I please speak?
See, that's the other thing. Malcolm X, that promotes Islam and King, too.
Well,
Malcolm X promotes Islam. Okay, cool. Okay. You know what? Malcolm X is as a representative. Okay, Malcolm X represents, represents Black history and the moments that have gone through within that. Okay, Mother Teresa, she represents our altruist notions within our society, within our world, okay?
No, she
and
represents
just because
the
she's
papers,
on there doesn't give us atheism. I'm an atheist myself, and I find this ridiculous. I find your argument...
How can you call yourself an atheist, sir, when you allow Mother Teresa, papist representative...
You want to
look at this,
there's a picture on a letter that is mailed means absolutely nothing, okay? It is mailed to my... grandmother, okay? What does that matter?
You want an atheist to get influenced by that? You want an atheist to see that? Go to and turn to God? Because that's what's happening.
So what if an atheist sees that and turns to God?
Atheists, we're not really supposed to really believe in anything. Atheists are essentially, at this point, nihilists, as far as I'm concerned. Okay?
What?
Yeah, I really do.
I understand what that is, a nihilist. I'm saying to you that atheists, our numbers are dwindling because...
You call yourself an atheist? This is ridiculous.
Yes, I do. Of course I do. Our numbers are dwindling because of this Mother Teresa and all these religious...
No, your numbers aren't dwindling. How are atheists... You're picking up on, my era of...
Your generation of atheists, we're losing atheists.
You gotta be kidding.
You look at Mother Teresa and then you go, oh, I want to believe in God now.
Wait,
hold on for a minute.
Maybe I want to help people.
What? No, you don't. Well, maybe you do, but I'm saying,
you just said I don't.
Who see Mother Teresa.
You're wrong again. You're wrong. But you're completely
wrong. There are young atheists your age that see Mother Teresa and say, oh, my God, I want to be a priest. And the next thing you know, that's the end of the tree burning.
Maybe that could be. All right, thank you very much, Justin. Thank you. Our number 877-876, Phil David Hall, will be back as he talks about, as an atheist, the fact he doesn't want this Mother Teresa stamp because it's unfair and the atheists are being bulldozed. 1-877-876-PHIL. More of your phone calls coming up with David G. Hall here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Nice going, Porky.
What's with Porky? Phil Hendry Show, back with David G. Hall, who is our Vice President of Syndication. We're speaking about David as an atheist. You've come on the program to say that you are foursquare against the Mother Teresa stamp, a U.S. postal stamp with her picture on it, because the unfair propaganda value of that, that the Catholic Church may be putting its pressure on the U.S. government, that it would take three stamps with atheists on them to offset the power that a Mother Teresa stamp has. You've also said and acknowledged that other caller that the younger atheists are turning away.
Well, that's a point that I want to make, Phil. Younger atheists, and there are a lot of young atheists, are confronted by these images, images of I want to say papal images. I don't want to say papists because I'm not going to say that the government is controlled. But why not a picture of a young atheist like an Angelina Jolie? Let me put it to you this way. Angelina Jolie has done just as much, I mean, single-handedly, she's done just as much for, these kids that are living in the street and everything than Mother Teresa. And on top of that, we can go to the films of Angelina Jolie and relax and watch a lovely young woman. You know, there's a joke, maybe I shouldn't say the joke, but a good friend of mine, Jim Surf, said he saw Angelina Jolie. Said, "Now there's a stamp I'd like to lick."
That's unnecessary.
Well, there's not children listening.
Well, there are women listening. I think it's unnecessary.
You know, you push it further down the road to that day when I take over that hour of your show. You know that
you can take over an hour of this show and do anything you want. I'm not going to come on here and campaign against a Mother Teresa stamp, and I'd rather not hear jokes about Angelina Jolie being a stamp you'd like to lick.
Well, the fact is, am I lying?
Huh? I don't. It doesn't mean anything to me, man.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't speak Swahili. I didn't get that. What did you say?
I said it doesn't mean anything to me. 877-876-PHIL.
It doesn't mean anything to you to have a famous atheist like Angelina Jolie.
If Angelina Jolie can pull the same kind of publicity and effort on the part of people and love and admiration that Mother Teresa can, by God, that's fantastic for the atheists, you know? Whether she's going to get a stamp or not, I don't know.
Well, it's unfair that she doesn't get a stamp when she's done far more than Mother Teresa in her wildest hallucinations could ever have done.
Well, I don't know that you can prove that.
I think I can.
Well, I'd love to see it try. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Adam. Adam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. You're on with David G. Hall.
Yes, I have 3 points to make. First off, Dave, you're not a celebrity just because you're a producer of a radio show or a station, whichever.
I mean, it is the entertainment business.
Hey, Dave, I'm talking here. Anyway, get off your pedestal that you built and come back down to earth with the rest of us. Second of all, when Angelina Jolie does something besides poison society like she's been doing and does something great for the betterment of humanity and society,
what are you talking about? She's helping kids in Iraq.
Dave, I'm talking. Calm down, Dave. I'm talking right now.
You don't have any information.
Dave, I'm talking.
You don't have any information.
My time.
You're trying to be dumb. You got no information.
But let the guy talk.
Oh, he's talking through his
mouth. I have all the information you have.
No, you
when
don't.
She does
something
like
Angelina
that.
Jolie hasn't done anything. And she's done a lot for the crippled kids in Russia.
Oh, she's adopted a few
Russia.
Kids. Great.
What?
You know what? Other people in the world adopt kids every day?
No. I'm saying the kid that the war refugees,
Dave.
The war
stop.
Refugees
I'm
in,
talking,
in
time,
what do you call
doctors.
It?
Iraq.
Anyway. So, when she does something like that, to change society for the better, then she would deserve to be on the stand. Whether she's an atheist or not, I could care less then.
How many have you adopted? None. Zero.
I can't hear what the man's saying.
He hasn't adopted any kids. He has no right to talk on your show and tell
me. Look, the guy's
never adopted any kids or not. You don't know me.
You would have had the courts allowed you. Had the courts allowed you, you would have, but...
Let's not get down and get personal like this.
Hang on a second, Phil. Let me tell you something, son. If the courts would allow me, the courts would allow me a hell of a lot more than you would, and they would allow you. You have no right to talk about me like that.
I wouldn't allow you. I wouldn't allow you to adopt kids. That's fair.
Probably because you're an idiot. You're a narrow-minded
right.
idiot.
Angelina Jolie adopted the poor Iraq kids and all
that's
of that.
That's great.
David, you don't even know what Angelina Jolie has done, and you're propping her here.
She got the war refugees. So she did something with the war refugees.
The point that you're making, Adam, I take it, is that Mother Teresa deserves a stamp?
She does deserve a stamp, exactly.
Okay.
And also, Dwight Eisenhower stamp, I would say he deserves one as well.
Even though he was an atheist.
And my third point, let's be honest here. How many times have you bought a stamp from the post office, looked at it, and said, oh, my God, this has changed my life? You never do. You put it on your letter.
I bought the breast cancer stamp, and I bought that Marilyn Monroe stamp. The Marilyn Monroe stamp.
Like that actually donates to a cause. That's
changed your mind, didn't it? That's right. If you don't buy the breast cancer stamp, your wife's going to think you want her to die. So you got to buy that.
You gotta buy that.
Oh, will you get out of here? You gotta buy. All right, look at. Thank you for your call, Adam. 877-876 Phil, Laura in Anchorage, Alaska. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David Hall.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, this gentleman here, I'm really having a hard time seeing his logic and what he really believes. I mean, you don't want a stamp with Mother Teresa, which signifies faith, which is a positive thing for the American people.
I don't want a stamp from Mother Teresa because of the PR machine behind her.
Are you saying Sunday Mass is PR?
The Catholic Church has a huge PR machine.
The Catholic Church,
that's how they got that movie The Passion of the Christ made. They got a big PR machine.
The Catholic Church is older than TV movie media. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Give me something more.
That's a good point.
I'm trying to say, if you won't interrupt me, it's been there almost as long as civilization.
It's the oldest book in the world.
Would you give me a chance to say, Mother Teresa is flattening the good work of every atheist out there. It's not fair to have her kiss her on a stamp, and quite frankly,
okay, then do
I don't think she's
favor.
As good as
you were mentioning that Angelina
much...
Jolie's an atheist, which
yeah,
you have
I
no you know, have no fact
Angelina
to go
Jolie's
on. That's never been publicized. So don't speak for her. Okay, she's
right.
done good
and,
things.
And David, let me ask a question. How do you know that Angelina Jolie has done more than Mother Teresa?
Are you kidding me? Everybody knows that Angelina Jolie, she got all those war refugees cleared out. She got milk and everything to those. This Mother Teresa, I think Mother Teresa is a big
Has Angelina showed up in a pile of cookies? I mean, like, Mother Teresa has inspired people and given people a spiritual uplifting that nothing. When it comes to faith, sir, obviously that you don't have, and I'm very sorry, but when you have the inspiration.
I have faith in the human being.
That's your problem. You don't have faith in man. You should never have
yes,
faith
I do.
In a man.
You have faith in your creator. Well, man, you know, we can argue the existence of God. The fact is, I'm an atheist, and if you put Angelina Jolie's face on a stamp, we've got more and more young atheists just like yourself who are turning back to God. You're not
an atheist.
But
the
people your age who are going to turn around. I think you are an atheist. You said you were at the beginning.
No, she didn't.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
But you said you were, but now you believe in God because you don't like me, something like that?
No, she didn't say that.
Well,
I never said that. I wouldn't be calling if I was. Would I be sitting here arguing if I was? Because I would be applauding you. Good way you don't make sense. You're not factual. You don't make sense.
I don't know how intelligent you are. And I said that as long as Angelina, as long as Mother Jolie and Angelina Teresa...
Look at
her laughing at me. She's laughing at me. Real Christian of her.
What's her name? Angelina Jolie and Mother Teresa.
Right. As long as Mother Teresa's face is on a stamp, the hard work that atheists like me have done is, forgive me for saying this, but Mother Teresa's lifting her gown and you-know-what all over my work. And I think it is unfair that the U.S. government give her a hand.
No.
She lifts her robe and does you-know-what all over your work.
How do you feel about Mother Teresa now?
I think that it's in your mind, David, and I also believe that there is such a thing as a constituency and support. If a lot of people want to buy a Mother Teresa stamp, they're going to sell a lot of them. They're going to put her face on it. If a lot of people want to buy an Angelina Jolie stamp, that's fine. But just because the one has a belief system and the other has a belief system that you may not agree with, this is about making money. You know that?
Are you trying to tell me that Teresa's going to sell more stamps than Jolie?
Yes, I do. I do. She's got a broader base of support. A lot of old ladies will buy stamps like that.
You don't think old ladies will buy an Angelina Jolie stamp?
No, I don't.
No, absolutely not.
I feel sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me?
What makes you think
what makes an old lady's going to buy a stamp?
Is this old lady's late?
Yeah. Okay, Laura, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on here to Bill in... Bill's up in Alaska as well here this evening. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Phil, this is directed to you, not your guest, because I don't want to talk over him. But
you think Jolie is the guy a week to buy a stamp?
Not as much as go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Give the guy a week to have your show. Take a vacation. He can lose all his sponsors. Nobody wants to listen to him. Look, everybody on a stamp is known for what they did. Put Patton on there, he was a general. Put Eisenhower on there, he was the president. Put Elvis on there, he was a singer. This Mother Teresa deal, she did good things. I don't know whether she's racist or not. If you study her life, for many years she said she couldn't prove there was a God. She just did what
Mother
she thought.
Mother Teresa, she never said she didn't believe in
There's a Christmas stamp
God.
Every year.
Wow.
And,
yes.
And bottom line, if he wants a stamp, he's got to get it run through the post office. So he can complain
That's
about
right.
who's on the stamp as much as he wants. He's got to get by the post office. And with that, I'll say good luck.
You know, the thing of it is about stamps is every time a new stamp comes out, this never ends, man. They don't like this about the stamp. They don't like that about the stamp. I remember when that Robert Johnson stamp came out and they airbrushed out the cigarette.
I'm just saying, if you want to stick Mother Teresa's face on a stamp, I need equal time. This guy thinks she's an atheist.
Wow. Go see the post office.
Which guy?
You can get it there.
You think Mother Teresa's an atheist. Isn't that what you said, Bill? You did.
No, that's not what I said. I said for a long time she felt that she couldn't prove there was a God either, but she thought she ought to do some things that she thought was right, and she did.
See, Bill knows a lot about her life.
Oh, so what? I'm talking about Angelina.
What do you know about Angelina
so
Jolie?
So what about
tell
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. You can't tell me what Angelina Jolie did.
She got those kids. So what about Angelina Jolie? Buddy, you're alone on that one.
The fact is that when it comes to a constituent, like I said, how many stamps?
100 kids? See, 1,000 kids?
She went over to Iraq. She went over to Iraq, and she stopped the war or whatever the hell she did. She got a bunch of...
She didn't stop the war. She worked with the military to get the refugees going.
Yeah. What about that?
That ain't like a lifetime of work like Mother Teresa. All right, look at. Thank you so much, Bill, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. The question that we the question here, David, is not so much whether one person or the other is worthy of a stamp. You don't want Mother Teresa to have a stamp because, like you said, she's got too much of a constituency. I mean, what does that mean, David? David.
Try again.
She has too much support because she's got because in David's mind the Catholic Church is behind her.
And all that's what I said. And everything else.
Hold on, we didn't have you connected, okay?
You didn't have me connected.
No.
I just said some of the most brilliant stuff that's ever been heard on the radio, and I wasn't on the air.
No.
Boy, you really, and you know what, don't tell me you don't do it on purpose, because I know you do. I know you hit the mute button every time I say something cool.
No, I don't. Think about what you said, and you can say it again when we come back. 877-876-PHIL. as we talk with David G. Hall about the atheists of America upset that with a Mother Teresa stamp, that's it. She's the public relations machine that she's got will roll over the good work of atheists everywhere. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. All the cool stuff.
Every cool thing I say, you mute.
Phil Henry.
Wow.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall is with us. Mr. Hall, a vice president of syndication for our show and also an atheist. Tell me again about Lance Armstrong.
I said Lance Armstrong is also an atheist. And I tell you, that is an example. That young man is an example of guts. Here's a guy that lost both testicles to cancer, and he still doesn't believe in God. And the other guy that I was going to mention is Tom.
Oh, still doesn't believe in God, huh?
No, he doesn't believe in God, and he lost his testicles. You know,
you don't have to stretch it out like that, man. I heard what you said.
All right. And he doesn't believe in God. Most people would lose something like that, and they would never stop believing in God. Look at this guy, talk show host Tom Likas. You take a look at that guy. You look in the mirror every morning as Tom Likas, you figure a guy like that would believe in God, and he doesn't.
All right, this is an opportunity for you to insult people.
I'm not insulting Lance Armstrong. I'm not insulting him.
So you're saying that because Lance Armstrong is an atheist and Angelina Jolie is an atheist.
And Jodie Foster and Billy Joel, because, and I don't know why, but because they share my belief system. And there's no stamps for them, but there's going to be one for this Mother Teresa who's gotten every award, the Nobel Prize. Is there any more we can heap on her? Maybe we can give her another bag of money. How much money do you think she's worth personally? I bet you she's worth millions.
She's a nun. She takes a poverty vow. Poverty, chastity, and obedience. Nuns take that vow, so they cannot own anything personally.
Yeah, right.
Well, you don't have to believe it if you don't want to, man, but that's the fact. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joni. Joni, you're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
First, I want to start off by pointing out the things that I agree with, which the gentleman is talking about. First of all, that atheists are often represented in the media since the beginning of time as people who have no ethics and morals. And that is not true. I myself am an atheist and find myself, or at least I hope, in any case, to be very ethical.
Thank God we've got another atheist. I've been talking to nothing but these papists and cultists all night.
Now, what my point would be, my point being that, you know, as an atheist, I would ask, I would also point out that people such as Angelina Jolie is indeed a tremendous humanitarian and has, in fact, done a great deal of good in the world. Now, having said that, I will have to point out, though, however, that if you were to put these two individuals in a column next to each other, it would be very difficult for any single person in the last 50 or even 100 years you could point to who has done more for humanity than Mother Teresa. Now, that doesn't mean that Angelina Jolie...
Well, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying,
now,
if you're going to have a Mother Teresa stamp, you got to have two or three atheist stamps.
My point being this, that the same way I would buy a Martin Luther King stamp, I would also buy a Mother Teresa stamp. And I would buy her stamp not because she was a Catholic, but because she was a tremendous humanitarian, and that I would honor her legacy in that regard.
Then you're getting up in the steamroller with her. You're sitting next to her in the steamroller as she destroys everything we've tried to work for.
I don't necessarily feel that way. I think part of being an atheist means that you also... Hold on, sir. Part of being an atheist...
Hold on.
Part of being an atheist means that you essentially say to somebody is trying to jam things down your throat that I'm sorry, the only way I could ever dedicate my life to anything is if it makes sense to me. And I often tell people when I get into discussions, not unlike this one, about religion and about the concept of faith, what I have to say to them is I'm envious. I'm envious that you have faith in your life. However,
this lady,
I have
Phil,
to say,
is a plant. She sounds like she's a plant from the Catholic Church, Phil.
Wait.
No,
hold
sir,
the phone.
I was brought
because
up,
she
fact,
happens to disagree
sir,
with
me,
you.
This
woman
point
is
out.
A plant from the Boston Diocese.
I need to point out to you, that I am an atheist. I was raised
insulting.
In an atheist home, and I myself have adopted children.
Do you know that?
So I am
right,
the person that you are talking
do
about.
Do you know? All right, ma'am, can you answer this question then in order to prove? Do you know how we greet each other?
Come again?
I said, do you know how we greet each other?
Do we know how
what,
we
what
greet
do you mean?
Each other?
You're talking about atheists?
I say hello.
Does the lady. Well, okay.
Are you talking about atheists?
I'm talking about how atheists greet each other, yes, when they know each that we're atheists.
With all due respect, I want to point out one of other
There's
things.
Yeah,
I appreciate the fact. I appreciate the fact that you are defending your beliefs. I think that I think it's a good thing.
But you don't even know the handshake.
What do you mean handshake?
There's an atheist handshake. Okay, go ahead.
Sir,
go ahead, ma'am.
I'm not going to.
You know.
You know You're not really helping
the
cause.
Do you know the atheist handshake? That's all I'm asking.
Phil Hendry.